Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You found Atomic Android Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Universe, where we talk the ins and outs of our favorite fictional universes. I'm Adam.
I'm Andrew.
And today we're talking.
I say it like that.
I don't know. You said it weird. Today we're talking Captain America for this.
Captain
our
America
Independence
throws
Day.
His mighty shield.
So if you're not in America currently,
it's not Independence Day for you, asshole.
You this may not mean much to you, but when this episode goes out, it will be.
Like they understand the concept of American Independence.
No, Day. I'm just saying it will be Independence Day.
Yeah, it's 4th of July, baby.
Our nation's birthday. And in that spirit, not only is it our nation's birthday,
Speaking of America's
birthday.
Side note, wholly unrelated. I started listening to a book called Revolutionary Dead, where it's like a zombie apocalypse, but during the Revolutionary War. And I just kept thinking to myself, man, if I was in the Revolutionary War, things would have ended differently for everybody involved.
Yeah, would they have?
Yeah, you know, like Mark Wahlberg, where he's like, oh, I could have handled 9/11 like real well.
Mark Wahlberg.
Feel like that's me for the Revolutionary War.
I don't know if
I could huck
true.
Tea into the fucking sea with the best of them and then be like, fuck you, are the king, our father.
Yeah,
anyways,
but like, why would that, they did that. What would you add that's
I would have done it sooner and better, is what I'm saying.
I don't know if that's true. Also,
like
they
how
were
Mark
just. Up and like
would have done
blackface basically, but for Native Americans, like
yeah, I wouldn't have done that part.
Okay, you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I would have made it better. I would have been like, oh fuck, we're British revolting on ourselves. Stop, I love the queen.
I like that because they were.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, I guess.
That's just telling the truth.
Anyways, we would have been born like 4 years earlier. American Independence Day would have been on September 16th, 1770.
Yeah, 4 years earlier. Go ahead, do the math.
1770 was. That's a nice round year. I think 1777, right?
Six,
yeah. But I'm doing it 1770.
Okay.
Anyway, Captain America. People have signed off. So
yeah, people have already turned off the episode. They're like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah,
why did my friend recommend me this stupid ass podcast?
Yeah, some friend's like, hey, this is like a podcast. You should check it out, I guess. He's like, okay, I will. And then he puts it on and he's like, this fucking blows.
This fucking blows. Anyway. So Captain America as a character is one I quite like, but
yeah,
fucking
house Captain America.
For a bit of background, I think this has come up before, but
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Adam wasn't a little Marvel lad.
No, as a kid, I basically on principle refused to enjoy anything Marvel that wasn't Spider-Man and or Daredevil.
Yeah, and I feel like Captain America's the poster boy for Marvel that's not Spider-Man.
Right, and so I just didn't really interact with any of it until much, much later, like in high school, I finally started getting into Marvel.
Fun,
and beyond Daredevil and probably Spider-Man, Captain America is definitely one of my favorite characters, if not my favorite.
Yeah, it's those three and Hulk for me.
Yeah. And I think when done well. What?
I just had a thought. To a fucking halt. I just had a thought that I thought out loud where I'm like, I have to pee. And you stopped the whole fucking
It completely derailed me from my train of thought.
To like even say it or anything, it's just something fucking naturally, like I registered, I was like, oh, I have to pee, and I voiced that thought out loud, and you turned to me with such fucking bafflement.
Well, I barely heard what you said. You said it, but my brain didn't catch it because I was mid-sentence, and so I was like, what did you say?
Anyways, continue on, dude.
I think when Captain America is done well, he stands with some of the best stories in Marvel Comics.
Oh, yeah, very much so. In a very similar vein to how we talked about Superman in the first episode of this podcast, hey, go check out our Superman episode.
It's a
thing.
It stands up, I think. I think it's still good.
Maybe at some point we'll do a little remaster, a little podcast episode remaster of Superman and Batman.
But yeah, Captain America, when done well, something like in the comics, it's harder for me to remember specifically good Captain America runs.
Well, yeah, Captain America is very much a team member. He's like around with like the Ultimates and Avengers and the otheries.
I will say, I think my favorite, like, actual version of Captain America as he appears is in the Ultimates, at least the first two.
Yeah, you love racist Captain America.
He's not actually racist, but he is slightly homophobic. Which I think is an interesting take on a guy from the 40s.
Yeah, look, it makes sense. And if you're going to modernize it to be more realistic, that's a good take. I do think he's real against Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver dating, which I
I am also very against that. That's a bad thing.
I think he like calls it an affront on God and shit like that.
Which
and
it is. hey, if you're not aware, if you haven't read the Ultimates, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are still siblings in that reality, and they fuck, and it's bad.
I don't remember if they ever like. If it's ever like pretty obvious.
No, it is. It is.
When do they?
In Ultimates 3, there is a pretty not explicit in that regard, like not doesn't show it, but it heavily implies it.
Yeah, because I know about like all the implications. I didn't read too much of Ultimates. I wasn't a big fan of most things from the Ultimate universe, except for like a few little fucking cherry-picked things out of it. And I wasn't a fan of the Ultimates at all, so I didn't really read them. I did like the design of Thor's hammer. Thor himself, I didn't like the design of. But yeah, so I didn't read much of the ancestral boning that took place in that comic. I did like the movies, though. The Ultimate animated
movies. Those animated movies fucking rule.
I was real into, especially that bit where it's fucking giant man, all the Avengers are Ultimates, I guess, are fighting the Hulk. There's a bit where giant man's holding the Hulk and he's like, hey, are you calm down now? I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah,
and he opens his hand and the Hulk leaps out and wraps around giant man's throat and chokes him out with a huge bear hug.
It's so funny.
I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, he says something like, you better chill out or I'm gonna squish you. And then Hulk leaps out of his hands onto his throat, choking him, strangling him down.
So fucking good.
That scene rules. Those movies are good too. And I think it's the Ultimates is all really good for that in general, but those movies in particular, showing Cap actually be good at like tactics and coordinating a team.
Very being. Making it very obvious on why Captain America is the leader.
Right. Because like, he's always kind of de facto leader of the Avengers.
Yeah, and it's usually because he's like the moral heart.
Right.
And he's got the experience or whatever.
But rarely in like say the MCU or in most of the comics does he actually feel like a leader, so to speak. Like he's great for an inspirational speech. He's great to fight on his own in a battle.
Yeah, that's why in the MCU, I don't even think he is the leader of the Avengers. I think it's
I don't know if they really have a straight up leader in the Avengers, but yeah, anybody, he had to take somebody. Man. Yeah. Which is,
yeah, look, I know he should not be, that should not be the guy you look to. Like MCU Iron Man is a lot better than comic Iron Man in being just a good guy. But that should not be the guy you look to for inspiration and like, hey, what should we do?
Yeah, he's a smart guy, but he never really strikes me. And I don't think he should be like a tactics guy.
Yeah.
But in the Ultimates, I think they do show a good deal of like him actually coordinating his team and being like, all right, you should do this. Well, I'll do this and you guys do that. Like the most you get of that in the MCU is in the very first Avengers movie.
Yeah, when he like, he's goes like, and
yeah,
tells a bunch of cops shit, and then he tells like the same thing to the team, and
he's like Hulk.
And that's where you get the feeling where they were setting him up to be the leader of the Avengers, but then like, oh, Iron Man's way more popular. Yeah, let's just he's the center of attention, I guess.
Well, yeah, and he's the center of attention, and they never really have a group dynamic like that again. Any other time anything, it's always they all kind of just do their own thing.
Yeah, they
together.
They're all doing their own thing. You know, you kind of get the feeling they barely like each other.
Yeah, like, they never feel like a family. Ever,
it goes,
really.
Yeah, so it goes from I guess this has become more of the Avengers episode, but it goes from the Avengers 1 where it's a setup to that to the Avengers 2 where they kind of go immediately towards let's tear down the family dynamic or the
team
dynamic that they have into a Civil War where it's let's just pit them straight against each other.
And then they never really get back.
Yeah, and then even in Endgame, they do. Separate teams in Infinity War, and then in Endgame, I guess you get like the three Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor, but it's not the team.
Right, and even in that fight, it's not like anybody's really doing tactics. They all just
and
run at Thanos at the same time.
By that point, the team is way too big to feel like a coordinated team. It's more of an army you're throwing at. Well, especially when they get an army.
Yeah, he didn't have a Hulk then, but he did have an army.
Yeah, that's why they did such a piss poor job at winning that fight. They didn't have a Hulk. That's one thing, I guess this is just the Avengers episode, but that's one thing that bugs me so much about the MCU is how little actual Hulk we've gotten.
Yeah.
Like the Incredible Hulk, that could barely count as even being an MCU movie. It's a person by person.
They do their best to make it not really.
But like you get the first Avengers Hulk, which is great. That rules. And then you get a wee little bit of him in Ultron, and what's there does rule. But after that, they start doing fucking just not Hulk. Like, they start in, like, Ragnarok, they're like, oh, he's like a guy now. He's just like, can chill and talk and shit. And then from that, they go towards, like, Hulk's not around. And then, oh, it's fucking Professor Hulk. We shouldn't see Professor Hulk like the fourth time we're seeing the goddamn Hulk.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks, but anyways, Captain America
in the MCU, I feel like we've been a little harsh. I really like Captain America.
Oh yeah, Captain America is one of the strongest characters.
It really is. Chris Evans, Human Torch himself, rules. He's great as Captain
fucking
America.
Fucking nails it.
He strides that line between like a nice guy, but he doesn't pull me out of the movie is what I mean. Normally, yeah, if somebody's trying to play that kind of character, they either have to be quite good, or in my head, I'm like, yeah, but you're like an actor. You're probably a piece of shit.
Yeah, no. Chris Evans, a genuinely nice guy, which is great for a character who's supposed to be a nice guy.
Like,
and one thing I think is great about his performance as Captain America is Captain America totes a really thin line of being, hey, this is a really nice guy and he's kind of goofy, but you're also worried that this guy's gonna kick your ass.
Yeah.
And like, sometimes you don't get that with Captain America. He's either on one side where it's like, oh yeah, this guy's just gonna kick my ass and I don't like this guy at all. Or he's on the other side where it's like, yeah, this guy's too charming and goofy.
They're naive, to be afraid almost. Of. Yeah.
Yeah. But MCU Captain America, it's because of Chris Evans. I'll give credit where it's due. Really gives you like that. He really totes that line,
right?
This guy's intimidating, but also I want to hang out with this
guy. Right. A sort of gentle giant kind of feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that does bother me about the MCU's Captain America is, and it's not their fault really, it's just sort of Captain America in general, he never feels like a guy from the 40s really.
Oh yeah, that's just Captain America.
Only in the first Avengers do they even kind of make him feel that way. Mm-hmm. And even then it doesn't really, yeah. There should be more culture shock as opposed to just, I've got a little book with movies I'm supposed to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. I really feel like there could have been a lot more done with, holy shit, the internet's really fucking weird now. Like,
the internet's fucked up. I've been on Instagram and it's not a cool place.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think even, and this is a tiny bit of spoiler talk, so feel free to skip like a minute ahead. The Boys season 3 is doing something very similar with Soldier Boy, and while he's from the 40s, he disappeared in the 80s, and they're getting way more mileage out of the whole what the fuck things were different in the 80s.
That's the thing, and we'll probably talk more about this about it in the Boys episode. It is really sad to see how well they do character shit for parodies of characters,
right.
Than like the actual characters themselves. Like, we watched it and we talked about it, but there's a really cool scene for a marksman character that they do, and it's like a really well shot and done in a really cool way that, like, you're like, why was this not Deadshot in the Suicide Squad movies himself? And yeah, there's a lot of that for Soldier Boy. For like, you don't want Captain America to be Soldier Boy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. There's a lot more of that. That, wow, things aren't what they used to be.
Right? Yeah.
And I guess that's why I like the Ultimates version of Captain America, because there's more of that.
Yeah. And
whereas like, he's not a bad person. He's not racist. He's not even that homophobic.
He's the kind of guy who grew up in a generation where boys were told you have to be a man.
Right.
And this is how you be a man.
His biggest insult for somebody is calling them a sissy or a lily liver or a pansy. That's that's his form of toxic masculinity, and that's clearly derived from the era in which he grew up.
Yeah, and look, I will say for the default prime version of the character, I'm glad that's not how he is all the time, because like it's hard to really like that kind of guy.
I get that. Yeah.
And- but I really do like in the Ultimates that it's like, oh, here's a twist where actually taking a version of that character you know so well and taking a more realistic approach to it and everything.
Right.
Where you can actually appreciate that.
It just, for me, in the MCU and in particular, it begins to feel like such a moot point. Like at a certain point, it's like, why even bother with him being a man out of time if he's never really an alien?
Well, yeah, like that's just clearly his origin story and like we got to stick to that basically, but there's no reason for
it. Right, like on its own, he might as well not be. There's no, there's nothing that really separates him between that and a modern man.
Mm-hmm. Which to be fair, like I think you said earlier, that's just a problem Captain
America has. Like that's just Captain America in general.
Like it does make sense when I get, even in the MCU, when he's been in the present for like 10, 15 years, 20 years or whatever, that he has acclimated.
I don't mind him acclimating, but I wish he had started somewhere.
Yeah, you want the actual acclimation.
Right, character development in that sort. Whereas he sort of just automatically is like, all right, it's the modern day now? All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm good. Look, I guess a flying aircraft carrier is surprising to me, and that's the present day is crazy when it's
right.
Like, yeah, like that's legitimately
that would be crazy to me now.
Yeah,
I was born in the present day. If somebody showed me
like
a flying
Bruce Banner thought it was crazy, and he's like has access to a lot of like
he's a Hulk.
Cutting edge shit.
If Incredible Hulk is still canon somehow, he saw the United States Army have big sonic guns or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah, big sonic guns.
I do like, and this is tangentially related, so I'm going to keep it. Abomination is based on the Captain America serum, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, I
think that's neat. That's a cool little bit.
I think we've talked about it before, Heaps, but tying a lot of the very similar style origin stories of trying to make a better person into recreation of the super soldier serum. They do it with Hulk sometimes. And then you can look at it with Green Goblin and stuff like that. I think that's a really interesting approach to making the Marvel Universe feel more cohesive.
Right. I think I go through probably too much of a detailed version of that in the Marvel RPG episode, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I like.
But you see it happen.
You
in
see it
Marvel
happen.
Every now and then.
It used to be a running joke where it was like every single thing. Oh, is this trying to recreate the Super Soldier Serum? But yeah, I think taken to an extreme, it's not good. But I do think there is an element to that that is cool.
Like if you're like, oh, Venom, he's like a experiment in a lab that we would try to recreate the Super Soldier.
I think for a small bit there in the Ultimates they were talking about all of the mutants being that, which is stupid.
Look, the mutants already have kind of a stupid story, but that is pretty stupid. I'd rather have stupid and different.
But I just like in the Incredible Hulk movie you just see basically like a little frozen tube like, yeah, this is what we think was put in that guy we had.
Yeah.
Do you want this Emil Blomsky to fight the Hulk? And then he just gets his ass kicked hard anyway. Which is presumably what would happen if Hulk actually fought Captain America.
Yeah, no, look, honestly.
Let's talk about some of our favorite Captain America stuff. I think... Comic-wise, it is difficult to really pick out.
Comic-wise, it is difficult. I know the comics itself, they're actually pretty cheesy and whatnot, but I do really love Civil War.
I like Civil War, and I particularly like the Captain America part.
Captain America really shines in that Civil War when he kicks fucking Punisher's ass. That's great.
He gives so many great speeches.
Yeah, he loves to sit there and give a speech about it. That's great. I really do like the moment in the death of Spider-Man in the Ultimate
Comics. Yes, that's great.
When when Spider-Man, he takes the bullet for Cap, and Cap's just like, fuck, you are such a, you're like such a great kid. Like, he gives a whole speech about how you're going to be the best of us, which that really sucks because he's dying later that night. That's fucking great. Comic stuff. Yeah, it's kind of hard.
For me, it's not. There are elements in Captain America's long history that I quite like, but as far as actually pointing out, like, oh, I like the Brew Breaker run, that kind of thing. I don't know if I could do that, but I like. I mean, I think that's Ed Brubaker, right? The original Winter Soldier arc. I could be wrong on that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's Ed Brubaker. Mm-hmm. That was a really cool moment, and I think that happened before Under the Red Hood happened.
I think so. They came out. They come out pretty concurrent. Yeah, time. But,
they came out close enough that it's not really possible for either one to be copying each other.
Even if like one came out after, there's no way that they're like, oh, let's do that.
Right. They came out way too close to each other for that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Just another element of great minds thinking alike in comic book. It happens all the time, really. But yeah, it was a really cool twist. Because at the time, people didn't really come back from the dead in the comics. You know what I mean? Like, you had the death of Superman is really the only case I can think of at the time. And then you have the two happening almost at the exact same time with Bucky and Jason Todd.
And they were great because they weren't it wasn't a big name superhero either of them. It was someone who meant a lot to each hero. But you had Bucky and Captain America or whatever, but it wasn't death of Iron Man and then Iron Man or something like that.
And I think it did just kind of what you have to do.
The art in that comic fucking rules.
Oh, it's great. It's genuinely fucking. I don't know who does the art for that one. Look, I barely know who wrote it. But it from memory, it fucking rules.
Especially the covers being, it might be just Alex Ross, but they're very Alex Rossy. Fucking cool.
What is it? The Winter Soldier is a really cool character, and I think maybe does the whole, you know, sidekick reforged into a villain even better than, say, Red Hood. Because even at his most villainous, Red Hood still always feels like a extreme anti-hero.
Batman's job better than Batman,
right? And lethally, right?
Yeah,
whereas Winter Soldier was actually like, no, I'm just like a tool used by evil people,
bad guy.
And I think that's done really well. I think,
and I'll say comics wise, it's the Red Hood comics
are actually not good.
The Death in the Family comics aren't good. The Red Hood comics, they're not bad, but they're nowhere near as good as the animated.
Yeah, we've said it before, but the Under the Red Hood animated movie tells the same story as Under the Red Hood in the comics, but better, cleaner, more economic in its use of storytelling. In the actual one, he's revived by Superboy Prime punching reality and all that nonsense.
But whereas the Winter Soldier comic and movie, I feel like they're two pretty different
things.
Where you can't really, they're not like, you can't compare them like you can.
Right. With Red Hood, it's very easy to compare. With Winter Soldier, you still can compare.
Yeah, the elements are there.
But it's much harder. They're much more just different stories. Which isn't a bad thing. I think Winter Soldier, and I think I've said it on the show.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier movie is fucking great. It's
probably my favorite movie in the entire MCU.
It's gotta be at least up there. I just watched it pretty recently. The action in it's so fucking good. Everything feels so heavy. And it's so great. That's one of my big issues and like superhero movies is when things feel weightless, and like in that movie they kind of feel like they have too much weight. But I'm there for it.
It feels strange to me that like what feels so weightful, the drones in the sky that'll shoot down anybody at a moment's notice. In Far From Home is so weightless in that Iron Man does the exact same plot. Gives it to Spider-Man.
I meant like physically.
No,
like,
yeah.
But yeah, like even something like that. Thematically. It's like, oh, that's just thematically, yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, that's just something Iron Man has when it's like, hey, wasn't this like a big problem caused by Nazis? Yeah. It was just gonna brush past that.
Well, look, to be fair, the MCU has tried since it happened to really separate Hydra from the Nazis.
You can't bring back Han and Zola.
Yeah.
And me being like, oh, they're not Nazis anymore. No,
but they were always Nazis. Like in the first Avenger movie, Red Skull goes on this little tirade about how Hitler's an idiot and he's just using the Nazis because they fund his stuff. But he's a fucking Nazi.
He's fucking poster boy Nazi, dude. Now, speaking of Red Skull, my niece has been recently watching the cartoon Superhero Squad recently, and it fucking rules. I like saying they're watching superhero shit with her. For one, because she watches it heaps while I'm like gone or at work or something. So I'll be back, and I haven't seen that since I was a kid. So she's fucking two, she's almost three. She will be like three in a month. But like, so I'll sit there, I'll be watching a bit. I'm like, Mia, why is Thanos here now all of a sudden? Why is he, what happened to Dr. Doom?
Wasn't Dr. Doom the bad guy?
Doom was the big bad. Where did Thanos come from? And I'm like, why is like Silver Surfer being like, me no, and she's like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then she just loses her shit when Hulk comes on screen. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get why she watches the show. But a weird thing in that is they changed so much of them to be
right, friendly. Because they're for little kids.
It's for toddlers, but they still keep Red Skull feeling very Nazi like in that, and like they flavor it like he's very German like in that, but that makes you really take the, it was a slight shift to the side to be like, oh yeah, because he's a Nazi,
because he's a Nazi, right?
And it's a weird choice. It's hilarious to me, but it's a very strange choice.
It is considering how much they're willing to change the characters. Mm-hmm. It's strange to me to keep Red Skull being quite Nazi. Like,
no, but they'll keep like weird aspects. That show digs deep too. Like, I was watching an episode.
Welcome to the Superhero Squad.
Yeah, this is the Superhero Squad episode. And it's so fucking funny to me where how deep of a cut that show will make. Like, they had the Trapster on it. And yeah, they had him on it. And
they had like, Pace Pot.
Yeah, he said, oh, my name is Pace Pot Pete. And like MODOK and Abomination start dogging on him for how stupid his name is. And he's like, no, call me the Trapster. I'm like, it's too late, Pete. We've already started calling you Pace Pot Pete. And he's like, ah, dang it.
That is funny.
Yeah, that rules. That show is genuinely funny at times. Making Silver Surfer just a surfer, bro, is fucking comedy gold, dude.
That is a great move. Let's see. Let's talk about Captain America.
I was talking about Winter Soldier. Oh, what was I going to say about fucking Winter Soldier? About how fucking heavy it is. And there's just one thing I need to mention, is how heavy fucking people are in that, and how people drop like a fucking sack of that elevator fight, hard he's fucking dropping people. It's so fucking visceral, and you're like, oh, he's not killing people. It's like, are you sure about that? Those people drop pretty fucking hard. I think he's snapping vertebrae at the very least.
It's so funny to me that like that movie, maybe alone in the entire MCU, with the exception of maybe Infinity War and Endgame, hand-to-hand combat and like punching somebody feels like it hurts. Like,
oh yeah,
weight,
it's the
like...
fucking Russo brothers. They know how to hit somebody.
But yeah, they do. I like the Russo brothers quite a bit. They're not perfect, and I think their style doesn't jive with every aspect. Like their color grading.
Yeah.
is mostly
I'm talking
pretty bad.
About like the but actual like, hand-to-hand
yeah, they're
fight.
Great at actual hand-to-hand
like,
combat.
That fucking three-way fight with Thanos and the fucking Avenger heads, it feels like they're fucking hitting Thanos hard. Especially when Cap gets that fucking hammer. Fucking yeah, sweet ass moment, by the way. Awesome setup in Age of Ultron when he does a little shift of the hammer. He's like, I couldn't lift it. And then you're fucking sitting in the theater and you see that hammer just get lifted. You don't see who's doing it and you go, fuck yes, dude. And he's just right there and he's swinging around, bashing him in the fucking teeth. And you're like, fuck yeah, dude. So fucking good.
I on that note, I do that scene rules, by the way. That movie's pretty good. But it just reminds me how much we sort of erased Age of Ultron from our cultural like memory.
No, I haven't, dude. I'm a big Age of Ultron.
You're a huge Age of Ultron. You're the last
MCU,
Age of Ultron fan.
Best MCU movie, period, dude. I hear they're bringing Ultron back as a villain of like the Disney cruise. Marvel
yeah, I saw that. It fucking sucks,
I am keen for it, dude.
It's genuinely
they
funny.
They keep doing that, dude. There was this big AR. Our VR like warehouse game where the big marketing thing is Ultron has returned, and they keep doing that for these small little bit. I'm just waiting till fucking Avengers Campus or whatever has Ultron takeover fucking month.
Oh, they definitely will. It's so weird to me how much they wasted Ultron in the MCU.
Oh yeah, and you can tell they know that. Like, oh fuck, we fucked up with Ultron, dude. We need to use him more.
Why did we keep killing every single villain we ever introduced?
Oh, that reminds me. Fucking great piece of Captain America fucking not literature, I guess.
Content
is what I'm looking for. The animated movie, The Next Avengers.
Oh, Captain love that. America, yeah.
For one, it's clearly not a sequel to The Ultimates because they're called The Next Avengers.
Right, right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And the stuff that happens doesn't quite line up.
Yeah,
with,
but you can feel like it's spiritually sequel,
connected.
Sequel to it, and that rules if you watch all them together and whatnot. But the fucking Captain America bits with Sun in there just make you feel like yeah, Captain America feels like the coolest dad. Like there's something about Captain America where yeah, like with John Kent, you're like, oh yeah, Superman's my dad. That doesn't feel like a brag. Saying Captain America is your dad feels like a fucking brag.
Oh yeah, to, like, say to but people. Imagine the weight on your shoulders.
Oh yeah, no.
Imagine the expectations. Got
that same weight, but like, you don't sound as cool saying Superman is your dad. But yeah, when you're like, oh, Captain America's your dad, it's a very much a double edged.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, cool. Like, so you're like, yeah, awesome. Like, oh, you're like a super yeah, Captain moral America's person,
my dad.
Right?
And then you're like, oh fuck, Captain America's my fucking dad.
It's strange to me in the MCU how I like his character arc of soldier looking for a war, basically, to eventually willing to settle down and be with the one he loves. I like that a lot, mm-hmm. actually. But it does feel really weird, and everybody said this at the time, but like, so you just,
it
like,
feels like a weird ending.
It feels weird.
It feels like a weird, selfish ending for Captain America to take.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like as a character, he deserved that, but it feels like he wouldn't have chose that.
Right. It feels like if anything, somebody should have made that choice for him.
Yeah.
And then he could be happy. But the idea of him just like not interfering,
I'm not helping.
Like he doesn't do anything with like the Vietnam War. Or
9/11
or anything like that. He just sits by the side and is like, somebody else will deal with that.
Or doesn't show up and be like, hey, the Infinity Stones, here's where they all are. I'm telling you early, Thanos is coming. Or like even Avengers 1, he's like, hey, Iron Man, maybe take that missile a little further. Take out Thanos with it. He's like sitting on a rock behind them or whatever.
Or even just like... like, hey, Thor, in the desert, your brother is the reason this is all happening. Maybe you should take him down, put him in jail.
Well, I mean, he thought he died, I guess. So, like, that wouldn't have changed much. Thor would have been, oh, my brother's dead, no problem.
Yeah, he would have been like, okay, cool. He fell into the universe or whatever.
As one does, as one just falls into space. And like, oh, he's gone. And you're like, whoa!
The events that had to line up for that must be insane. He must have just drifted through space for ages till I guess he hit Thanos' windshield.
It's either that or he made a little hologram of himself going, I'm falling into space, as he's standing behind Thor going like, uh-oh, I'm invisible, as he fucking does.
But like I think genuinely it's supposed to be that he just randomly in space ended up. I think the implication, at least as far as Ragnarok's concerned, is that he went to Sakaar, and then from Sakaar he moved on.
No, because Sakaar was, it very much seemed like that was the first time he was on Sakaar.
Really?
In Ragnarok. Where he's like, I've done a lot of work to build. He got there earlier than Thor did. And then he did a lot of like social work to get to where he was at. But yeah, I don't know how he met up with Thanos and why Thanos was like, oh, here's an Infinity Stone, bro. This one's for you. I don't need this one.
Trust you to get the job done.
Yeah, you're going to get the job done. Don't worry about it.
Oh, so the last time you fought your brother and just your brother, he like kicked your ass and threw you into space?
Yeah, but now here's an army and an Infinity Stone. You almost can't fail.
And then he did fail.
They had a Captain America.
And then Thanos is like, not even that mad.
I wonder if Thanos knew who Captain America was, because he knew who Stark was. And I assume he knew that because he was like, who the fuck was that guy who just brought that bomb in? Give me his name and license plate right fucking now.
Dox like... the shit out of him. What's his address? And then he waits till Iron Man 3 where he
just gives it out. But I don't know if he was like, oh, Steve Rogers, the soldier or whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to, I guess.
Although I would be one like, wait, that was just a guy? That guy who held back my Infinity Gauntlet that was just missing one stone? That was just like a normal... I gotta watch out for that guy, I guess. Why did he do that? Why did he let that happen?
I don't know. He was surprised.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the MCU. You can't go digging, really. Otherwise, you come up empty. And it's like, why did this happen? That's dumb. You just kind of got to let it wash over you without thinking about it too hard.
Look, I like the MCU, and I especially like Captain America's.
Oh, he's got the most solid trilogy
movie series throughout the whole thing. Civil War fucking rules. Captain America, First Avenger, awesome fucking movie. Yeah. The aesthetic in that movie alone is maybe one of the best aesthetics.
It's by far and away the only movie, with the exception of maybe the first Thor, that feels like it could be a non-MCU movie. Like it could be. It doesn't have that flavor of the MCU that they all kind of have.
Once they hit a formula, like, this is what we got.
Right. This is the color palettes we use.
The original pre-Avengers movie all felt really different.
Right, and I like that.
Like Iron Man and Thor and...
Right.
Captain America.
Captain America felt like the Rocketeer in all the best ways. Mm-hmm. Iron Man felt like...
Also kind of grounded in all the best ways.
it felt like a slightly elevated Hurt.
That's one thing about that movie also does, and it Iron Man very quickly loses it. But how fucking heavy Iron Man feels that movie fucking rules.
For some reason, the CGI in the MCU, especially when with Iron Man, seems to go backwards. Like in the first one, it's so tangible.
And like, I guess canonically, because it gets more and more nano-mechy or whatever, you could give it a pass, but it's so disappointing.
It is. It really is.
And I do like seeing the evolution of the Iron Man suits going from a full ass room, hooking them all up into Civil War, where he would just drop out of a fucking helicopter and the suit wraps around him. It's a cool little evolution thing, but like
that doesn't mean it has to feel so weightless. Like in the first movie, I like so much how tangible his armor. It feels like it's made of metal. Mm-hmm. You can see every bolt and screw.
And you feel like if you punched it, like you'd hurt the shit out of yourself instead of him.
Right.
That's very much not the case later on, where it feels like it's gonna hurt Tony Stark heaps if I punch him in the chest.
Right. As it goes on, it's supposed to feel more advanced, and to some extent
it does. Yeah.
But at a certain point, it starts to feel like he is wearing a cheaper version of his own suit. Like,
and such a missed opportunity for that path we were leading to. If you really want that really weightless feel to it, and like for it to work, not doing superior Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh yeah, it's liquid. It feels like organic where it shouldn't have right to it.
Which is what they Bleeding Edge in the MCU is sort of a fusion of Bleeding Edge in the comic and superior Iron Man. It just doesn't come together as well for me as I think it could have. But that being said, that's enough Iron Man talk in this Captain America episode. But I think Captain America has the least sort of, this is going to sound worse than I mean it. MCU rot, I guess, is the best term I can use for it. And like, that definitely sounds meaner than what I mean.
I can see what you say.
But as the MCU goes on, there's more flanderization, there's more sort of cheapening of all of those heavy moments from the first beginning of it. And
like,
rot is the best term I can think of.
Yeah,
but
rot isn't maybe the best term, but I could see what you're saying for it. I think the person that gets hit with it the hardest, whether you like it or not, is Thor.
Yes.
Where I feel like, Captain America gets hit with it the least amount.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
If you're not a fan of the MCU, is a real pro for Captain America.
For me.
I see what you're saying.
Like, he's not immune to it in Age of Ultron. There's some of that, and it's a little goofy, but they're very quick to get
rid of it. I loved him in Age of Ultron. I feel like in Age of Ultron is where you get some of the best Captain America with the team dynamics shit going on, like, and them just fucking dogging on Captain America, and he's like, oh, like, he wants to say fuck you guys, but he's not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
But
he, like the disappointment he felt after that moment where he's like, yeah, I know, I heard it too.
It's just so funny to me that, like, in that movie they try to do a bunch of stuff where, like, he's quippier, he's got that magnetic shield, he's
I really like that magnetic shield because it does still feel like it's got a lot of weight to it. When it sucks up into his arm like that, you do, like, feel like it's like, oof, like, oh, that really hit him back, huh? And it's cool. But it's good. It's a cool evolution. It's not doing holographic shield, but, like, updating the shield and everything. That's a cool way of doing it.
But I appreciate that almost immediately after that.
It makes more sense than the shield spinning at him at Mach 45 and he slips his arm right into that fucking hole at the perfect moment or whatever.
He's just cool, dude. I don't know what you want me to...
Look, I know Captain America's fucking cool.
But yeah, I really like that. Even though they try to more MCU him, even by Civil War, he's just like, nah, fuck that. I'm going back to basic. I'm going back to formula. Civil War also, I think we talked about it, but fucking rules. One of my favorite MCU movies.
Yeah, no, I fucking love that. I know it's the weakest part of the film for you, but I fucking love it. That airport scene just fucking butters my biscuit real fucking hard. I love all the superhero interactions. I love a good hero versus hero fight, especially when they're like, yeah, we're both heroes. We're not trying to fucking murder each other. Batman versus Superman.
Well, Black Panther versus fucking Hawkeye.
Well, Black Panther didn't give a shit about anybody. Black Panther wasn't even a superhero. He was just like, yeah, I'll murder everybody here if that means I could get to the guy that killed my father.
He was fucking gonna kill Hawkeye.
Yeah, why not? So I would. Funny. If I was Black Panther, he's like, oh, my name's Clint. I'd be like, oh, Clint's the name of a dead man, asshole. And then stab him in the heart or whatever. And then everybody starts fighting. And they're like, holy shit. And I'm like, I didn't know this guy. I don't know any of you. I'm gonna kill all of you if you get in my way.
Especially that kid.
That kid right there, he's fucking iced, dude. Oh, that Captain America versus Spider-Man fight scene.
That's pretty good. I really wish we got more Captain America Spider-Man interactions.
I feel like that would have gone a long way to making the Spider-Man character stronger as a whole.
Really would have. We've said it before, but if Captain America had been the Avenger that Spider-Man had sort of piggybacked on, I still wouldn't have liked it, but it would have been better. I think.
At the time, I was real excited for the introduction of Spider-Man into the MCU. And, like, when that was a big thing of, like, Civil War, I was real excited for it. Like, with hindsight, it would have been much stronger for the character if he was introduced pre-MCU and you have him have that, like, strong tie with Iron Man. And then you do a thing like they did in the comics where he's like, no, Iron Man's wrong in this case. I agree with Captain America. And you have him change sides.
But yeah, that's the thing. That airport scene, or at least that whole Spider-Man in Civil War in the MCU, they have to, like, basically jump through hoops to be like, Iron Man just primed him heaps to be like, don't even like talk to the guy. Don't try to hear reasoning. Because if Spider-Man had, he would have been like, I should be on your side.
Civil War, the movie, does a really good thing where the comic just did it, where you can see both sides of the coin where of the argument on whether who's right, Iron Man.
Right.
Where the comic is just clearly Captain America's in the right.
Even though comic itself wants to tell you Iron Man is right.
Yeah.
Like, that's the end of the comic.
Yeah. That's
Captain America's like, oh, I'm wrong.
Captain America himself says he's wrong. It's just not the case.
He's just not.
But Spider-Man is the one character that should, no matter Iron Man's argument in the whole situation, but no, Captain America is right in this case. Like, you could be super fucking logical and be like, oh, Iron Man's right because this, and this. And then Spider-Man's like, no, but he's the one fighting to keep people safe with the whole secret identity thing and everything like that. Or it's I Captain America is definitely right here. Which, like, yeah, in the movie you had to have, or I even the MCU Spider-Man, where he turned out, I feel like he would still side with Iron Man because he's a little fucking little bitch. Brown nose.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
but that's a good, that was good setup for the character in when you're that rushed to be like, oh yeah, Spider-Man's character is still this character, very much on Captain America's side. Iron Man had to be, hey, don't fucking talk to him, don't fucking listen to him.
It's clear that Iron Man knew that too, because the only line Peter has to what's going on is like, that you're wrong, but you think you're right, and that makes you dangerous. And it's like, oh, cool. So Tony brought you into this, and you have no fucking clue of the context.
But I mean, that's exactly what happened. He's like, oh, I need more power on my team to take him down. I found this fucking kid on fucking Reddit or whatever.
Yeah. 4chan.
On 4chan. And he could stop a bus. Look, I could use that with Captain America. He could stop a bus.
And then presumably right after the scene ends where he tells him the butchered great power, great responsibility speech, Iron Man's like, all right, cool, so I need you to fight this guy I know.
He's gonna try to convince you
that you should be on his side. Just don't even engage. I mean, that would have been a great scene, by the way, if like they're fighting and then they have a moment to stop and Captain America's just like, hey, so this is what's going on. I'd rather I didn't have to fight you, kid. And Spider-Man's like, oh, shit. Damn.
He's like, oh, shit. Like, if Spider-Man was the one who, like, Black Widow, like, stepped out of his way, Spider-Man was like, yeah, I guess I'll go fight the big guy, and just took off or whatever, instead of Captain America laying him out or whatever, which is fucking great. Oh, I love that fucking rule. He does a classic Captain America spin thing, and it works great against the powers that Spider-Man's using.
It's very funny for him, too.
But, like, Captain America, you don't know the limits
you
of
don't
that
know
kid.
If that kid
you should not
that.
Have dropped that fucking... terminal.
If he, what if it just?
Well, if it's
you didn't know
him,
he had super strength.
Yeah, I mean, he hit you, I guess, and you're like, oh, that packed a lot of punch. But then he's like, oh yeah, my power is to like absorb and dish out kinetic energy. I can't lift things.
My power is that I have brass knuckles.
Yeah, I have strong knuckles, and that's it. I'm like Hammerhead, but for knuckles.
But like, if he dropped that on him and just fucking squished him, how that would have derailed all of Civil War. He would have been like, oh my God, I fucking killed a kid.
He couldn't continue his mission after that. He'd be like, I fucking killed this kid. Bucky, you gotta go stop this. I know like this whole thing is about answering for my crimes, but I have to answer for this crime. But also the fight directly after, which I love the airport fight as just some good old superhero fun, but just as a fight, that fucking,
it's so much better.
It's
so much better.
It's got all the weight that all
it's
the
got,
Captain America
it's so visceral.
Have.
They're fucking, they're bleeding,
God.
They're bruised, they're battered.
And
it's
you
so
keep
good.
Feeling like at any point of the fight, it's going to go either way.
It's a wide shot without too much cutting. It's so good. It's so good.
The camera work alone in that fight, which, hey, look, if people, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series, if you need to take notes on how to do camera work in a fight, that's a great one to fucking steal from.
It's not even that hard to think to steal. It's, have wide shots and just show everything. You don't have to cut a million
don't
times.
Fucking cut heaps and shake the camera in people's faces. And
we've very much grown out of shaky cam. Shaky cam was cool when it was sort of introduced.
No,
in the
shaky
Bourne
cam
identity.
Was never fucking cool. I don't care about the fucking Bourne identity or whatever. It was new and different at one point. I'll give you that. Anyway,
I think that'll cover us for Captain America.
Oh, we haven't even talked shit about Captain America, dude. Oh, my favorite bit about my probably favorite depiction of Captain America. Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, great fucking show, great Captain America in that, the Secret Invasion arc in that fucking rules. There's a really great episode that is slightly tainted now because Spider-Man is voiced by Drake Bell in it. When I asked for Josh Keaton version of that, which I heard rumors exist somewhere. But there's a great episode in that show called Along Came the Spider, where the public hates Captain America right now because they think he betrayed them when it was like a Skrull posing as Captain America. And like Spider-Man's like angry for him. He's like, why are you just gonna lay back and take this shit? And Captain America like gives him a whole spiel of this isn't what being loved isn't what being a hero is about, doing the right thing. And he's like, yeah, those words sound pretty damn familiar. And it's great fucking rules. Captain America throughout that whole show rules. They do the holographic shield in that for a bit. And it's real passable for seeing that if you think it's cool because it's used by the Skrull Captain America. So it feels great when normal Captain America comes back and kicks his ass with the awesome regular ass shield. It's all fucking great. Yeah, that's...
I never watched that show.
Watch that show, dude. Like, honestly,
I watched like two episodes. It was good. And then I just stopped.
Those beginning rule is probably like the best depiction of the Avengers, like just adaptation of Avengers we have out there, especially if, with you where you don't like the MCU. This is very much like prime Marvel without the MCU-ification, which you could see what that's like with the very next show, Avengers Assemble, where they're like, hey, what if we took this but made it more like the MCU and it's dog shit?
Yeah.
Look, Captain America rules. Oh, we never even talked about Captain America is how strong of a legacy character he is.
Oh, yeah.
The legacy of what it means to be Captain America means, what it holds.
The great bit where they sort of taint that legacy with, in the comics, there was a Captain America of the 50s who was like this super fucking awful guy,
yeah,
like racist and misogynist and hated the commies and all that nonsense. He fucking sucked, but like it was a cool bit to show, oh, like being Captain America isn't just like a title, just wearing the suit and holding the shield doesn't make you Captain America. Being a good person does.
Yeah, and the recent show Falcon and the Winter Soldier sort of toyed with that idea.
I don't think they go far enough with it. I think they could have done more with that.
I think a lot of that show is not going far enough, but that's a different thing. That show plays on the legacy of Captain America, which the character Sam Wilson, we barely have any.
Yeah, he's Captain America as well.
Yeah, he's Captain America in the MCU now. Him taking up the mantle of Captain America in the comics has a lot of interesting things about it.
I'm glad we're getting some on-theme ambient noises. People are firing fireworks outside my window.
I hear outside every once in a while for that too. Captain America himself has a really interesting thing, which I feel like could be played more, especially with Batman, but is it really all too much of who takes up the legacy when like you have multiple candidates with it, with like they have the whole Bucky Barnes or Sam Wilson as Captain America, like who should be it? And like I'm Captain America as a title, we could both be Captain America, and they have very distinct versions of Captain America, but they still have the heart of Captain America. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, I prefer when there is but one Captain America, whether it be James Buchanan. I don't know why I said his full name.
Yeah, I'm not a fan when they had Steve Rogers and Sam Wilson as Captain America. I like it more with Bucky and Sam because there's, for one, there's a lot of conflict of them trying to do each doing right by Steve in their own way and everything.
Wasn't a fan of that thing that happened recently in the comics where there was like a Captain America for every state. Fucking sucked.
That's lame. I just like how meaningful it felt back then, where now with Sam Wilson and Steve Rogers, it's just like, oh no, I have to be Captain America, but you can be Captain America as well. Or that's pretty lame.
When he hailed Hydra, that was dumb.
It was fucking cool. One of the best. It fucking caught me by surprise. No comic can ever write a moment that well written and that surprising. Oh my God, that was so fucking good. When Captain America came back because of a little cube girl. Oh, jeez. That's some fucking stuff. Where are they finding this goddamn talent to write this shit?
Anyway, I think that'll cover us.
That was all sarcasm.
Yeah, really? Wow, you're such a good actor. I couldn't even tell if you really meant it or not.
I don't think being a good actor is what you want in sarcasm. I think you want people to pick up in sarcasm, or else you kind of start seeming like a shit person with shit opinions.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to talk to the show, if you want to wish us a happy 4th of July.
If you want to talk to the show, call Adam at his phone number, 95. I'm not gonna give you guys Adam's phone.
Well, I edit these, so even if he had, I would just stop it. But
if he wanted it to be real funny, he could just take the clip of me saying 9 and put that for 7 numbers.
That would be 9999999999. Dude, don't tell people my actual phone number. 9999999999.
That's somebody's phone number out there, and they're gonna be like, "Who's? Why are people calling me about this hidden universe?"
What are you talking about? We never get any fucking audience interaction.
No, they're out there, anyways.
But if you want to interact, you can do so at our email at theatomicemail@gmail.com, or perhaps one of our social media accounts.
I really have to pee.
Like our Twitter at Atomic Androids.
Or Instagram at Atomic Android 2020.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, guys.
Happy 4th of July.
And this
that matters to you.
Our Independence Day. Like the movie with the aliens.
Why didn't we do an episode on Independence Day?
I love that movie, but I haven't seen it in like at least 2 years.
Independence Day Rising or whatever.
Yeah, I remember not
like Independence Day Genesis. What was that movie called? Independence Day Resurgence. It's one of the generic ass subtitles. Independence Day Recollections.
Independence Day Again.
No, that's not generic enough. I would have loved if it was called that. Careful with fireworks out there. Don't blow your hand up. Don't burn your house down.
Okay, so before we wrap up, a couple of years ago on Independence Day, my mother had a bit too much to drink. She was sad and whatever.
yeah, I don't think you need to go.
We were in the backyard, and she was gonna shoot some fireworks off, but instead of putting them in the tube, she just lit a firework on the floor and walked away. And I remember going, no, you're supposed to put it in, and then it exploded, rocketing green fire around my backyard, making it so we couldn't hear. We all had ringing in our ears.
I've had a very similar experience.
I was there for that. Yeah.
No, I don't think you were for this. Where I was out with my cousins. And we were out in the middle of the desert, and my cousin's cousin, Chavello, who he's passed away by now, rest in peace. He was a great guy. But he was taking a nap in the trunk of the car it was open. And I'm sitting there hanging out right next to this, like leaning up against the open trunk. And we're watching them shoot off fireworks. And they set up the bottle, they light the firework. And I see the bottle fall in our direction. And I go audibly, uh-oh, as the firework shoots off and slams into the open trunk and blows up. I fucking fall like to the ground, basically, like a flashbang. My ears are ringing. I'm trying to look around. All I see is him lay up like a fucking Nosferatu Dracula ass and turn to me and go, what the hell was that? Like, monotone as, and it fucking destroyed me more. Like, I was having such a hard time comprehending the world around. I'm just laughing like a maniac with a ringing in my ears, and it was fucking terrible.
The moment I thought you were going to tell is when I was at your house, and it was 4th of July. And one of your neighbors were out on the sidewalk shooting fireworks, and we were in your garage watching some fireworks and stuff and barbecuing.
Oh yeah.
And one of your neighbors, the bottle tilted wrong, and it basically fired a firework directly into your garage. Oh, like, yeah. Right above us.
I came out there. I was like, hey guys, could you not right here? I don't want to burn my house. And I'm like, oh, it's fine, we'll be careful. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess. And they shot it directly at my house. Like, it was at my window, my bedroom window is like just above my garage. And it was basically at, like, targeted, yeah, at my bedroom
window. And it was so funny too, because after that happened, I also saw them drop a sparkler into their bag full of fireworks.
Fucking, it was real dumb. Glad
legitimately almost set houses on fire.
Glad we were in my room at the time, because at least this way Adam understood what was going on. If we were in my room at the time, that might have killed Adam.
Oh, I would have had a heart attack. I might have legitimately leaped through your ceiling.
Anyways, guys, be careful this 4th of July. Hey, don't shoot off fireworks for the next 2 months. You got it this weekend. That's all you have. For the fucking pass on not being a complete asshole. But love ya, miss ya, wish I was ya. Goodbye.
Bye. I haven't eaten today.
I ate some Chipotle today. That's it.
Cool, I'm glad.